Hello?
Hey there, Donnan. You hung up on me. My name is Travis. I'm calling you in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. How's your day going today?
Okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Have you used Roundup in the past and been diagnosed with any medical conditions as a result?
I used it personally and at a job I was still working with.
Gotcha. And I do have to mention as well, if I didn't already, that I'm on a recorded line. And how long were you using it for?
Oh my goodness, I, oh my God, years.
Years, okay.
Especially at home. Yeah, at home.
Would you
I
like
did
to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit here, Donna?
okay.
Gotcha. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And just want to confirm as well, you haven't filled out any paperwork or done an e-signature for an attorney yet?
No.
Gotcha. And were you diagnosed with any conditions after using Roundup at all?
About maybe 11 years ago, I was diagnosed with a large B-cell lymphoma
Wow.
cancer.
So sorry to
On the,
hear that.
it's okay. It was on my spine. It was so bad. I have two steel rods, four steel bolts, and three metal cages where they had to physically remove pieces of my spine.
My goodness. Are you doing okay now, Donna?
Oh, yes.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through
That's
so much
okay.
pain. And other than that one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, have you had any more than just that one?
No, just that one cancer.
Gotcha. And when were you diagnosed? You said about 11 years ago, right?
Yeah, yes.
Gotcha. And when did you receive your diagnosis? Do you remember the date? And it's okay if you don't remember the exact date.
No, I don't remember the date. I was having a lot of leg pain. I went to my primary, muscle relaxers, painkillers, whatever. And it got bad. I ended up going to an immediate care here, and that's how I found out. They took an X-ray, and
Gotcha.
they said that I had cancer on my spine.
That was back in about 2014.
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you know of any other loved ones, family members, friends, or anyone at all that was also using Roundup?
No.
No one at all?
No, not no one that has been ever been diagnosed with
Well, I mean, not even it, they don't necessarily need to have been diagnosed, even if they were
it.
using it. At the end of this phone call, I'll give you my phone number, Donna. And if you do know of anyone else, you can pass along my phone number and have them reach out to me and
Okay.
we can see if we can help them out as well.
Okay.
And what was your age when you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Let's see, 11 years. I was 40. Let's see, Matresa, how old, do you remember how old I was when I got diagnosed with the cancer?
Sounds like you were between 18 and 70.
47.
Okay.
About 47, 48.
Gotcha. Do you have a birth certificate, Donna?
Yes, I do have one.
Okay. And I don't expect you to know the exact answer here, but just your best guess. How many years were you around or spraying Roundup for? Just kind of an approximate guess.
Oh my goodness. Between your like a good maybe 5 years.
5 years or so.
Yes.
And during those 5 years, during that 5-year span, do you have at least 10 days or more where you were using Roundup?
Within how many, within what time period?
Within that 5 years that you were using it.
Oh, I would spray maybe once or twice a month.
Okay, so definitely more than 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
And then I would get, if there any weeds would come up, then I would go where I had
You kind of
sprayed it
use it
at.
again.
Yeah, or pick up the weeds or trash the stuff out of it.
Gotcha. And the phone that we're speaking on now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's just not a smartphone, it's a cell phone.
Gotcha. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Gotcha. I'm going to go through a few questions here. There'll be yes or no questions, and they're just to see if you've been diagnosed with a few different conditions here. Again, there'll be yes or no questions, and we'll get through these pretty quick. But have you
Okay.
ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS?
No.
Any autoimmune diseases at all?
No.
What about hepatitis C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Oh. I don't. I have arthritis in my knees, but I don't know what kind it is.
Gotcha. How about diabetes mellitus?
Diabetes mellitus?
Yeah.
No.
Gotcha. Any other cancers requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, that was it.
Gotcha. And I'm sorry, that may have been a bit confusing. Diabetes mellitus is simply just diabetes. Are you suffering from diabetes at all?
I do have that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it so confusing. I kind of confused
Oh, no,
myself
you're fine. That's why I asked again.
there. And does your family have a history of cancer at all?
No.
Gotcha. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
An Epstein-Barr?
No.
Or how about lupus?
No.
Gotcha. And I have your first and last name is Donna Gale. First name Donna, last name Gale.
That is correct.
Gotcha. And just for the recording here, may you confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Thank you for that. And do you have any suffixes on your name at all? Assuming no, right?
If I mean, I was married, my husband is deceased, so it would be MRS. Is that what you mean?
No, a suffix would be like at the end of your name, like a junior
Oh,
first.
no.
Or, gotcha, yeah, I didn't think so. And I'm sorry, this may be a bit of a sensitive question, but I do have to
Okay.
ask, are you married now?
No.
Gotcha. And what's your date of birth?
November 21st, 1965.
Gotcha. And your current age?
I am 59.
Gotcha. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
I guess you see a lot of commercials and stuff, say if you ever used it after the fact that I had had it.
Gotcha. So you started seeing
Had
commercials and
it.
your light
Yeah.
bulb kind of went off.
Oh yeah, and then they actually mentioned the type of cancer I had.
Gotcha. And when did you start seeing commercials? I don't need an exact date, just kind of your best guess here. Was it like 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
Yeah, that means 5, 6 years ago.
5, 6 years. Gotcha. And what's your height in feet and inches?
I'm 5 foot 4.
Gotcha. And your weight?
I'm at 219.
Gotcha. And I have the best email to reach you at is sunshine0650@yahoo.com.
It is.
And the primary phone number I have to reach you at is 443-953-5935.
Correct.
Gotcha. And your primary phone number is a mobile phone, right? A cell phone.
It
Gotcha. And how many times per month or year did you use Roundup? So earlier you mentioned that you used it about twice a month, right?
Yes.
Twice a month, so about 24 times a year or so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Gotcha. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. When, and this is kind of one of those questions, I don't expect you to know the exact answer, but when did you first start spraying Roundup?
Oh my God.
It's been
That's
around
like me.
since I was a kid, so
Yeah, because prior to the cancer, I worked 10 years at the Humane Society. I mean, twisted God. How long ago you said? I would give at least 20 years, at least, maybe.
20 years, back in 2005 or so.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And when did you stop spraying? When did you stop using Roundup?
I had, it was a Cecil and all, and I started working at the Humane Society and all. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my time went to the animals then. It was.
So you stopped using it at that time?
Yeah.
When did you start there?
Oh, good God. I think I might be able to find that out because I was there, oh my God, like 11 years.
Gotcha. So I don't need an exact. Do you know if it was like in early 2010s or late 2010s or even the 2000s?
Maybe, oh good God, maybe 2000, maybe one or two.
Was when you stopped using Roundup?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so my question is, okay. When did you stop using, or when did you stop spraying Roundup? When did you stop using it?
I would say maybe 2010.
2010 or so?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So you haven't used it in quite some time, in about a decade or so?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. And did you use any protective gear when you were using the Roundup at all? Probably not, right?
No mask or nothing like that, no.
Gotcha. And where did you apply it, and how big was the area of where it was applied? You said in your yard, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the...
I mean, like in the flower beds, around the trees, I don't know. Oh, God.
Did you live, like, in a normal housing tract?
Yeah, it was a regular old house. I had flower beds and all along the sides of the house.
Gotcha. So your square lottage there on the lot is probably around 5,000 to 7,000 square feet, I would imagine, if it was just a normal house.
Yeah.
Including the yards and all that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And in what state did you purchase the product in?
Maryland.
Maryland? Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what was your exposure? It was residential. Was this there at your house, right?
Yeah, I was at my home. Yes, my personal yard.
Gotcha. And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
I guess spraying the yard.
Yeah, you just bought it from the store just to spray the weeds.
Yeah, I did.
Gotcha. Just how anyone would have done it, right? You don't expect that these products are gonna eventually one day you'll see them in a commercial. It's unfortunate, but
yeah.
Gotcha. We're almost done with these questions.
Okay.
And you were directly exposed. It was you that was spraying it, right?
It was.
Gotcha. And you were always present during the application of Roundup. It was always you. It was no one else that was spraying it.
No.
Gotcha.
It was me.
And in your lifetime, you said that you were exposed or using Roundup for about 5 years, from about 2005 to 2010, and you used it about twice a month, so about 24 times a year or so, if we had to guess. So in that five-year span, you were probably exposed to it about 121 times or so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Gotcha. I'm so sorry to hear that you were around it that often. You know what's scary is I'm a younger person, but I've been around it quite a lot as well. I mean, I've done work, and it's unfortunate, but
it is.
It's so unfortunate. Do you get your water from a well?
What, where I'm at now?
Right.
Yeah, it is well water where I'm at.
Has your well water been tested at all?
Actually, it has.
Gotcha. And no exposures or anything like that?
No.
Okay,
nope.
That's good. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides besides Roundup at all?
No, not to my knowledge.
Gotcha. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No, I don't know what that is.
Gotcha. It's like a chemical.
Yeah, no.
Gotcha. And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange? I'm assuming no, right?
Yeah, no.
Gotcha. Yeah, Agent Orange is like another herbicide that they used in Vietnam.
Okay.
And what type of Roundup did you use? Did you use the premix, or did you buy like concentrated mixtures of it?
I got the already.
The premixed.
I did, yeah.
Gotcha. Where would you purchase the Roundup typically from? What store?
Like Walmart, stuff like that, because I one stop do for all.
Gotcha. And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases? It's okay if you don't.
No, I don't. That's so long ago.
Gotcha. Do you have any Roundup in your possession, like in your garage or anywhere?
No.
Gotcha. Have you ever smoked in the past?
I am a smoker.
Gotcha. And how many years did you smoke for? Or
Oh my
have you been?
goodness. I've been smoking since I was 15, and
Gotcha.
I am 49, a long time.
Gotcha. So about 33 years or so.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Are you currently employed?
No.
And have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to your conditions in the past?
After the cancer, like I said, I worked at Humane Society for about 11 years. After the cancer, I was unable to go back.
Gotcha. So you did lose time off of work because of it. Sorry to hear
No.
that.
No.
Okay. So after you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was when you started working at the Humane Society.
I know I was there before.
And then you got diagnosed and then you had to stop working there.
Yeah, I end up having, well, two surgeries, and on after the surgeries, the pain and stuff that I go through, I couldn't do the job no
Gotcha.
longer.
Do you remember when, what year you stopped that job? You said it was it around 2010 as well,
Yeah.
or no,
Yeah,
it was
when I
in,
was
it would have been when you were diagnosed, right? So that was back in 2014, right?
yeah, because I was diagnosed with it and I automatically went into the hospital
Gotcha.
for
And
the
then
surgery.
afterwards, you couldn't go back anymore.
Yeah, because I was in the hospital for 9 months.
Gotcha. That's a long time to be in the hospital.
Oh, yes, it is.
And have you ever served in the military at all?
No.
Gotcha. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Gotcha. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, not to my knowledge, no, sir.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy at all?
No.
Gotcha. Do you have any other minor traffic of or I'm sorry, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Gotcha. And what was the doctor that diagnosed you with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I don't remember his name, because I believe he no longer is there. It was the cancer center at Tidal Health.
Gotcha.
They
I
have a
don't.
center in Salisbury, Maryland.
Gotcha. Let's see if I can find it. The reason we asked is because we just want to know who we could pull the medical records from and all that good stuff. The Tidal Center, this is in South, or Cancer Center, Tidal Health. This is in Salisbury, Maryland.
Correct.
Do you know the street? Was it 100 East Carroll?
It is.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I got it here. And let me just confirm the address one more time here. That's 100 East Carroll Street, Salisbury, Maryland 21801.
Correct.
Gotcha. Excuse me, I'm just copying and
You're
pasting some
fine.
information off of Google real quick. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? And you can be as detailed or non-detailed as you'd like here.
I mean, it did a lot. I lost my job, and I went through some, a little bit of mild depression. I did, because it's like I lost everything. It was.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can imagine how incredibly painful it would have been to have to stop working at your job there, all because of a condition
Yes.
that you had no say over.
Exactly. That I love very much.
Gotcha. So you lost your job, dealt with some depression and otherwise. Do you have any other ways or any other ways that you know that it affected your life there, Donna? Or is that?
I mean, my mobility is not like it used to be.
Gotcha. That's a big one.
Yeah.
And do you know that medical records exist that indicates your cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, there should be.
Gotcha. And where was the hospital that you were receiving treatment at?
The same one before. I did my chemo and everything there.
Gotcha. You don't remember the doc. Do you remember the doctor's name that treated you?
No, I don't. It's probably in the records. It is.
Gotcha. That's not an issue. Just as long as I have the location, which I do, we should be good to go. And you were when did you start receiving treatment for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? So you were diagnosed in 2014. But when did you start receiving treatment for that?
Oh my God, I had the surgery that year, and after the surgery, I started to lose. I did.
Gotcha. Were you ever hospitalized at all after your non-hit Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, I was, well, for the surgery, then I ended up being in that hospital for a total of 9 months.
What was the hospital name?
Lord. Well, it would be Title Health.
It's Title Health as well.
Yeah, because it we used to be called Peninsula Regional Medical Center, but now they changed the name. It was right there at that same hospital.
Title Health, Peninsula Regional.
That was the name of it, but now it's called Title Health.
Gotcha. Do you remember the doctor that was treating you there when you were hospitalized for those 9 months?
I believe it was the same, the cancer doctor.
Okay. And do you remember back in 2014 what part of the year it was? Was it towards the beginning of the year or towards the end of the year that you were hospitalized?
Oh my goodness.
It's okay
Probably
if you can't
towards
remember.
the yeah, I think it was the beginning.
The beginning. Gotcha. And then after you got out of the hospital, there was when you started receiving your treatments from the healthcare, right?
I did yes, I did.
Gotcha. So and then your treatments would have started 9 months later. So I'm assuming probably in October of that same year, October of 2014.
Yeah, correct.
Gotcha. And what oncology practice is treating your cancer? Is it the same one?
Yeah,
Gotcha.
exactly.
Some of these questions are a bit repetitive, and I apologize for
Go ahead, that's
that. And what type of treatments did you receive?
I had the chemo.
Chemotherapy. Did you? And you said surgery as well, right?
Yes.
Did you do any kind of like radiation or?
No radiation.
How about stem cell transplant?
No.
Gotcha. And what's your primary address?
It's 3138 Morris Leonard Road.
Well, what was the Morris, the second word?
Leonard.
Can you spell that?
The, like the name Leonard.
Oh, Leonard. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Forest Leonard Road. Gotcha. Is that in Parsonsburg, Maryland?
Correct.
21849.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Are there any apartment or unit numbers at all? Or is this a
No.
house? Okay,
It's
perfect.
a house.
And do you have an emergency contact that we could put on file here?
That would be Matresa.
Latresa.
Yeah, Matresa. Oh.
Can you spell that?
Matresa.
Gotcha, that's a pretty name.
Okay.
Is that your sister or?
A very good friend.
Gotcha. What's her last name?
Peterson.
Peterson.
Yeah, correct.
Perfect. And her phone number.
It's 443-754-5084.
Perfect. Thank you for that information. And the reason we
Mm-hmm.
request this is because, in the case that something unfortunate happens to you, we can ensure that we can continue your case for your loved ones there. If we do
Okay.
need to reach out to Matresa, do you give us permission to contact her?
I do.
Gotcha. We're pretty much done here. The last thing that I would need from you is your social security number.
Okay, and the social security number is for what?
For so our attorneys that we can work with can pull medical records. If you don't feel comfortable giving your full social security number, you could just provide the last four. That would be fine as well.
Okay, 1972.
Gotcha. And yeah, this is just so they can pull medical records and confirm that you are in fact dealing with the health conditions.
Okay.
Perfect. That's it for the questions. What I'm going to go ahead and do is send you over some documents so that you can sign them. They'll be sent to you via text and email, and I'll go over those with you here on the phone. Should only be a couple seconds. But before I do, what I want to do is just go through the questions one more time here. I'll go through them pretty quick. You can stop me by saying yes or no if anything sounds wrong, okay?
Okay.
So you'd mentioned to me that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it was the B, what was it again? I'm sorry, the B.
It was a large B cell.
Large B cell. Gotcha. And you'd mentioned that you received that diagnosis in 2014. You did confirm that when you were diagnosed, you were between the ages of 18 and 79. You said you were about 48 or so at the time, or 38.
Yeah.
You'd confirm that you do have a birth certificate. And we went over the amount of times that you used Roundup for. We determined that over the 5-year span, it was right around 120 times that you had used it. You confirmed as well that your first and last name is Donna Gale, Donna, last name Gale. And last four of your social security is 1972. Date of birth is November 21st, 1965, and you're currently the age of 59. You confirmed that you heard of Roundup by start you started seeing commercials, and that was back in 2019, about 6 years ago. And you also confirmed you're 5'4", about 219 pounds. You confirmed your email is sunshine0650@yahoo.com, and your phone number is 443-953-5935. And you'd also mentioned to me that you were spraying the Roundup at your residential, at your house there, and you bought it from Walmart. You mentioned that you do have a well at your house and you did get it tested and there's no kind of there's no exposures to your well there, so that's great. You'd
Yeah.
also mentioned that you were using the pre-mixed version of Roundup, and that you don't have any receipts of your purchases from Walmart, which is completely fine. We don't need those.
Yeah.
You did confirm that you are a smoker, and you confirm that you've been smoking for about 33 years. You did confirm as well that you lost time from work because of the conditions that you were diagnosed with. You mentioned that you weren't able to return back to work because of that. And then finally, we went over the facility that diagnosed you, the treatments, and where you were hospitalized at. And that's pretty much all the same location, the Tidal Health Infusion Center
Correct.
and then the Tidal Health Peninsula Regional.
Correct.
Everything sound good there? Oh, one last thing, the address, 31318 Morris Leonard Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland, 21849.
Correct.
Perfect. You're going to get a text message and an email from me in about 10 or 20 seconds. Just let me know when you see that pop up on your phone there.
Okay.
And it'll say Travis Conroy has sent you some documents to review and sign.
Okay.
You should see a link which will direct you to DocuSign there.
All right, I'm loaded now.
Gotcha. When the website loads up, it'll ask if you agree to SMS messages. You're going to want to say yes to that.
Okay, and then that's good.
You'll get a couple continue buttons there.
Okay. Come on, so I got to visit the site, basically.
One more time.
Visit the site.
Yeah, visit the site.
Yep. Okay. Okay, come on. Now, what do you know it to load again? Okay.
And then once it loads up there, you should see a start button at the top right.
Let's see, where'd it go? Let's see. Let's see, it went to, what is it? Yeah. No, that's not it.
Where do you, what page are you on right now? I can help guide you through it.
Okay, I went to the website and it says offering your email. It has your name.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a continue button there? Like a yellow continue button?
No, I see that it's asking me to review the documents.
Right, and then it's there should be an I agree to electronic signatures towards the bottom. You're going to want to hit I agree to that.
All right, let's see.
And then there should be a yellow continue button there, right?
I don't see the I agree. Yeah. Okay, let me go out, go back. Go back to the top. All right, let's see. All right. Alright, let me hit this. Alright, load. That's not it. Oh, let's see. Alright, let's try this one. Alright.
So once the webpage opens, what do you see exactly there?
Right now, open it says SMS messages.
Do right, you're going to want to you're going to want to hit yes to that.
Okay.
And what's the next thing that you see on your page when you hit yes to that?
It's loading. There we go.
Gotcha.
It says allow whole visit to the SIP or the site. Mm-hmm. Allow this time or never allow.
Allow this time.
Okay. Then it says my address recognizes email to continue to review.
You're going to want to hit yes. You recognize the email.
Okay. And it says, please read the documents as I agree to use the electric records and signature.
Right. I agree to that. And then you should see a yellow continue button, right?
Yes, a next button.
Perfect.
Once I hit that.
Right, when you hit the next button, should allow you to start signing.
Okay.
Do you see the documents in front of you there?
Yeah, and then it went to a page that says draw your signature.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the hardest thing. After this phone call, what I'm going to do is we're going to send this information to our law firms, and they'll be reaching out to you within the next 24 to 48 business hours. More than likely, though, we are going to be closing here in a few minutes, in 20 minutes or so. More than likely,
okay.
I'll be reaching out to you tomorrow and doing a transfer you over to them directly. But.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're going to be working with A4D. That's the law firm.
All right. All right. That's your signature. All right. Sure. All right.
And then when you're done going through all of those signatures, the next button at the top right should turn into a finish button.
All right.
As soon as you hit finish, I'll get those documents back on my end, and you'll also get an email and a text message sent back to you with a copy that you can download for your own record.
Okay. Excellent. Come on. Finish. Okay. I think it's all over.
Gotcha. Now review everything. Make sure everything looks good on my end. I'll get them back pretty much immediately.
Okay. I got notifications that it was what?
Did you, okay, perfect. Yep, you just hit the finish button. I see that. You should have gotten an email and a text message sent back to you with a copy that you could download for your own record there.
Okay.
And just bear with me 1 second here. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold for just 1 second?
Okay.
Perfect. I'll be right back. I just want to make sure that everything looks good, okay?
All right.
I'll be right back. Thank you for your patience.